الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كونوا عباد الله إخوانا، المسلم أخو المسلم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before we carry on, mashallah, as we heard from Maulana Bilal Marchi and the great, great work that has been done by Maulana Hassan Marchi in Sidara, and Allah Ta'ala has given for all of us, for South Africa, this great, great honor that this great service, perhaps there isn't a parallel to it in the world. On the Dini lines, what work for the blind is being done, and what great sacrifices. And Maulana has got now a whole printing press also in Braille. And it is such a sensitive thing, Maulana is explaining. Yeah, when the boys were reading, it looks like they are looking inside how well they read, but they haven't got the eyes. But as Maulana says, they've got the eyes of the heart. And they are exporting Quran Sharif and various other kitabs to the world from South Africa in Braille, which is only being done from here, I think. Perhaps in the world. A great, great work. We must make dua. And we should also think of all the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. There will be so many. Allah save us. On the day of Qiyamah, they will say, لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Ya Allah, why did you raise me as blind in this world, in the akhirat? I was a person, I had eyes, I could see. Why am I blind now? So like that, may Allah make it we are not blind to reality. May Allah open reality, open the eyes of our heart. And Allah Ta'ala open the eyes of our heads also. Today, unfortunately, eyes of our head are also blind. The way we are being bluffed, the way we are bluffing people, the way we are carrying on, the truth, reality, Quran is so clear, distinct. Allah made it manifest. Allah made it very clear, but unfortunately we can't see it. And we are seeing the wrong as the right and the right as the wrong. May Allah Ta'ala guide us, inshallah. And for all these ni'mats, we see these boys, Allah gave us eyes, make shukr for this ni'mat. It's not our birthright that we have eyes. It's a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And we must make shukr also to all who were instrumental for whatever ni'mat we are enjoying. Through the agency of our parents, Allah is the doer. But Allah kept us bab in this world. Through the agency of our parents, we got eyes today. We are seeing all our other ni'mats. The heart is functioning. Everything else, make shukr to Allah. And all those who are the agents for this, the asbab, make dua for them also. and make dua for those who don't have eyesight, who don't have, they are deaf, they are dumb. How many people? So make dua for all these people, whatever necessity they have got. And also, like in this ayat, that make dua, it mustn't happen in the akhirat, we get up and we are blind. That will be very, very sad. And if Allah has to tell us that all your, all the good you did, even the non-Muslims, they also do some good. But without iman, so Allah is so fair and just, Allah gives them their share, but in dunya. There's nothing for them in the akhirat. So it must not happen. Allah says that whatever good you did, I paid you in dunya already. Now in akhirat there is no share for you. Allah protect us and save us. In this ayat-e kareema which I have recited, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, that hold fast onto, وَاِعْتِصَام, hold fast onto بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ, the rope of Allah ta'ala. So in ya, hold all of you together, jama, وَاَتَصِمُوا, that is all of you unite, be united on the rope of Allah ta'ala. The only unity that there is in the world is on haq, on truth, and there is only one truth. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the friend of the believers. Yukhrijuhum min az-zulumat. Zulumat is plural. Lot of zulumat. Lot of different kinds of evil, gunas. There is no end to it. Lot of kinds. Yukhrijuhum min az-zulumat ila nur. Nur is singular. One. So Allah is one. So we must leave all other things that we want to unite on also. That will not bring unity, that will bring disunity. We only Allah, we say the unity of Allah. That is the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. So we can only unite on Allah Ta'ala. That is Allah Ta'ala, the Quran Sharif, the explanation, the hadith, and Allah reward our great aslaf, ulama, who brought it to us. On that we can unite. If a person wants to unite on anything else, he will be bringing disunity, he won't bring unity. Because that is zulumat, it is darkness, and then there are different types. I call to my, almost listen to me what I say. You call to what you say, so there is disunity. I have an ideology, you have a different idea. There is no limit to philosophers and ideologies and everything. So we will be all divided, we will be tafarraqu, we will get divided. We can only unite, not on what I say, like in a masjid for example, we say and we announce that here in the masjid, me as the imam of the masjid, if I'm the imam, what I say will not go. What the mutawalli say will not go. What Allah says will go. So only on that, if I say something as the imam, mutawalli say something else, musalli say something else, division. And that's what we are having now, all this division. But if we all agree on a haq, on Allah Ta'ala, unity. The only, and unity we are commanded. Allah, this is a command of Allah. Amar wa'atasimu. Hold fast onto, hold firmly onto hablullah. The rope of Allah, the Quran Sharif. Only there we can get unity. So this unity is a very important thing. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا, and be the servants of Allah Ta'ala, brothers one to another. Al-Muslim, أَخُ Muslim. Muslim is a brother of a Muslim. More than our biological blood relationship. Allah make it we can come to that. Like the Sahaba, Allahu Akbar. Our minds don't work. The Ansar of Medina, how they hosted the Muhajirin of Makkah. They prepared, I've got two wives, the one you choose, I will divorce her. And then you marry her. My wealth, I'll make it half-half. I'll give it to you. What you want. And what the Muhajirin again were, Mubarak, you keep your wives. You keep your money. You show us the road to the shops. Business, we will do business. We are business people. And we will survive on our own. What do you, Allah, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. How they should sacrifice, no matter what difficulty they had to go through. Today we are unfortunately the very opposite. So this unity is a great command. Allah Ta'ala says, وألف بين قلوبهم. Allah is the only one that can join our heart. لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا, that if you have to spend, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, everything in the world, you cannot join their hearts. So we learn from this ayat that by spending money, by buying over people, people on your payroll, and people singing your song and flattering people, that will not bring unity. Unity is only in one thing, on the commands of Allah Ta'ala. The only unity that can exist, that has benefit, is on the oneness of Allah. Any other type of unity is disunity. It is called unity, but it is disunity. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, he wasn't a Nabi by the unanimous view of the ulama, but what a darja Allah had given him, a black man of Sudan. But he was so great, so great. Color means nothing. Unity cannot come on color. Unity cannot come on family. Unity cannot come on lineage. Unity cannot come on anything. Unity comes taqwa, obedience of Allah, oneness of Allah. That is the only place, no matter what color a person is, no matter which family he belongs to, whatever it is, unity is only on the haq and on Allah Ta'ala. So Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam told his children, he took a stick, break it, easy to break it. He made a bundle of it. Break it, now you can't break it. So he proved the point, which we all also say, united we stand. And this is so apt for our time now, that if we stand united in ourselves, all together, shoulder to shoulder, and shoulder to shoulder, we just stay shoulder to shoulder. Imam announces also, let's stand shoulder to shoulder. But it is the upper arm, the outside of the upper arm, which is on the side of the imam. It must touch the next person. There mustn't be 1 millimeter gap also. Right? When we left, 0.5 centimeter, 1 centimeter, 2 centimeter gaps between us. Though we said stand shoulder to shoulder, but we left those little gaps. The outside of our upper arm was not touching. Allah Ta'ala, as a punishment, made it that we stand now 1 meter apart. We have to stand by law and law of non-Muslims. In the house of Allah, we have to apply the laws, man-made laws now. And we are more strict than what the man-made people who are making the laws. We are more strict on that. So we have to stand. When it comes in the hadith, when we don't stand like the shoulder to shoulder, shaitan comes in between. And then many of us complain of our wasawis, all other funny, evil thoughts we get. Even in namaz, shaitan comes here. When adhan goes, then shaitan runs from the masjid. And he runs letting out wind also. Ulama have given various reasons why he lets out wind. And this is a thing which we witness till today. You'll hear the dogs howling, barking at that time when adhan goes, because they see, we can't see, they see shaitan is going. So when he goes, adhan sanitizes the masjid. All shaitan with his evil goes away. Masjid is sanitized now. No problem. After adhan, he comes back again. When iqama is called, again he runs. When iqama is finished, he comes again. He finds gaps now, he looks for the gaps now. 1 millimeter gap he finds also. And when we are now standing 1 meter apart, he comes with his whole family also. And his whole tribe, he comes and they are standing in between us. So Allah make us that we obey the laws, the unity, the oneness of Allah taught to us by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We stand together. كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْسُوسٌ. That they are like a people when they stand like this in the softs of their namaz, in the jihad and in battle. Then they are built strong, like lead is poured in them, like nothing can penetrate. Shaitan is out of the question. Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, this great unity is a thing we have to work for, and there is great barakat in unity. When we unite, then even little effort has great, great results. And when we are disunited, then great, great effort, not no results, but negative result. Things go negative when we are disunited. So Allah make it that we understand and we get united. One great problem which was always in the ummah. And right from the beginning, he is what is called ilhad. A person who does it is a mulhid, a zindiq. And that is that we use Islamic terms, but we put other things in it, not Islam in there. A simple example I usually give, it's not a good example, but lot of lessons in that also. A person has a Coca-Cola bottle, Pepsi, and he puts it on the table, which I usually say, don't even look at it. I'm speaking only from a health point of view, it is so harmful. It destroys one's health completely, this Pepsi, this Coke, of all the cold drinks, which are all harmful. And the worst, the amount of sugar that is put in there, that gas which is put in there, these things destroy the health of a person. From there also, if we can understand how the enemy, all these are their products. I don't want to digress, but India, one place where they wanted to, Coca-Cola company wanted to open their factory, they bought out all the water resources, and they did not worry of the local people. Forget water for the plantations, for the farms. No drinking water they were left with. All that water for Coca-Cola. They flatter the politicians. They buy the politicians out. Politicians make the laws. And the local people, and now a foreign company. And we say foreign investment, very good. But they destroyed that whole people. And so many other examples which you people know better than what we know. Yeah, in Tanzania, how they brought out the people, they put dogs behind them and made them leave their homes, and they built their resorts, which we go and enjoy in those resorts today. In Zanzibar, the local people who are living legally, their own place, but how they made them leave those places with no compensation. And they forced them out. And today we go in those resorts and we are enjoying on the zulm which those people had made. So ilhad, if we use the Islamic term, but inside, like a Coca-Cola bottle, the Coke, unfortunately, by nature, we enjoy the Coke, the taste of the Coke. Though it has got poison in it through and through. But if a person puts black vinegar in that bottle, and he puts it on the table, and you think you are having going to pour yourself wonderful Coke, and when you just get the taste of it, that black vinegar, we know how vinegar tastes, and you are expecting to get a Coke or Pepsi. Like that, they use Islamic terms, and they put the complete opposite there. So today, unity also is, there are many people who are as ulama, very learned. Azallahumullahu ala ilm. Allah Ta'ala warns that Allah makes people go astray on their knowledge. And many people with great knowledge, some people, knowledge, ilm is there, but there wasn't ta'alluq with Allah. And ta'alluq with Allah comes with those people who got ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. If that was not there, the ilm on its own, that destroys a person. And a person on his knowledge goes astray. Allah makes that person go astray. So these people, they use these Islamic terms and they got the opposite. To understand that, we will give some physical material examples. It will be easier for us to understand. For example, if we all have to unite, we call it unity, which is a good thing. But who we are uniting with? The crooks, the drug lords, the rapists, all the people who are doing all the evil, who are plundering society. And all these people, they are destroying society completely. How child trafficking and the other trafficking in the world of humans which is carrying on. If we all unite with them, we say, no, we must have unity. We all can understand that that is not unity. That will be destroying everyone and everything we will be destroying. So that we all can understand that it is wrong. So, and the same way we should try to understand, this is in our dunya matters. We can't unite with the crooks. We can't unite with drug lords, with all these wrongdoers. And also, their own unity is also not a blessing, it is a catastrophe. If they are crooks, everyone doing its own job, it's bad, they harm. But if they unite together, which in many countries, perhaps all countries of the world, all these drug lords, these gangsters, when they unite, the government can't control them. they become a big, big headache for the government. And most of the governments, the easy way out, especially with the police, they join them. Mm-hmm. Quietly. One place, in our family, in a farm, crooks came middle of the night. They were there and they were traumatizing the people, stealing. Then they phoned the police, the police station. The police first phoned the crooks that we're sending now the van out. And now you people must resist. So when the police are with the crooks, so then what will happen? So when in our deen, when the enemies are want to vandalize, they want to destroy, they want to completely finish our deen, and we join them. We support them. We are encouraging what they are saying. Then what is going to happen? So this is a sad thing. So this unity must be, there is only unity can be with Allah Ta'ala. With anyone or anything else, any other unity, that is not unity. That will be causing disunity. So we should see very carefully. So in this light, let us understand that those people who, for example, speak ill of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the Shia, how and what terrible things they say. We shouldn't even go and read it. We shouldn't even acquaint ourselves with it. But the worst type of things they say. So today, can we become friends with them? Can we say, Shia Sunni Muslim, bye bye. Shia Sunni, bye bye. How can we, those people, my own father, if somebody, many times it happens in families, Allah forgive us and save us, that even close family, they speak ill of the wife of the husband's father, for example. Husband will say, my father, he has passed away. Why are you speaking about him? And the greatest father stayed in Abu Bakr after the Anbiya. And people speak ill about him and we feel nothing about it. And in fact, we cover up for them. We say, must have peace with all. And peace with those who speak ill of my father, I can't tolerate it. Speak, a person speaks ill of my mother. My mother, please, I tell my wife, she has passed away. Why are you talking ill of her? Why are you swearing her? She has passed away. But the mother of the mu'mineen, Ummul mu'mineen. And that we can tolerate. So how can they be? And then they call for peace, that if we all must have peace with one another. And this interfaith meetings, etc., is nothing new also. The Quraysh, the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen of Makkah had more than enough interfaith meetings with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They tried, they came, and they offered various things that don't speak ill about our idols. You can carry on doing your thing, but don't speak ill. And one great command which we are also generally unmindful of, and in practice it's not there, that first is La ilaha in our kalima. First thing to become a mu'min. We have to negate all the wrong things. Today we say don't speak about the wrong. So much so, TV is haram. But those who have that view is haram, you keep quiet. Don't speak, don't make it known that it is haram. So keep the unity. Let the others speak who say it's jayz. They can speak, no problem. But you who have, you are convinced that it's haram, you mustn't speak. Otherwise you will cause disunity. All the wrong things that are taking place. What a topsy-turvy world we are in. So, our Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, people who speak ill about them, and we must have peace with those people. Why? Because we are a minority in the country. Why? We must keep the political situation in mind. Aren't we Muslims? Mustn't we keep Allah's command in mind? Mustn't we keep our mort in mind? Today, if I side with those who are opposing the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what enough? There are instances, real instances of those who spoke ill about Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, in front of Rozae Mubarak. They were changed in this ummah into monkeys. They were changing, the children had to cage the parents. The father who spoke ill, he was made, Allah changed him into a monkey. So all these type of things, today we just pass remarks about and remarks about these great, and we must keep peace with them. That is never unity. We must understand this unity. Similarly, those people who go against, like Qadiani, the one great, great cornerstone of our Iman is Khatm-e-Nabuwat. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khatamul Nabiyyin, the seal of the Prophet. So much so that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, if somebody claims to be a Nabi and you just ask him what is your proof, you lose your iman. In other words, there is no room that you can even entertain, no matter what proof that person can give. It's finished, it's a closed door, a closed chapter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and the final Nabi. No Nabi in any way can come after him. He is the last and the today, with the Fathullah Gulen and the Gulen movement, it is just, he is the small brother of Qadiani. Qadian is his big brother. Their beliefs are the same, exactly like Qadiani. And we have to side with them. We must keep quiet with them. We must support them. We support their things, whatever they do. How can we? So that can never bring unity. And we keep quiet about those things. We are commanded the truth. You must first is La ilaha. Then only when iman comes, first you have to clean up and wash up. Then the truth can come. Your glass is filled with poison, and I felt zamzam in there. It's not going to help. First take out that poison. So the first is La ilaha, is the cleansing process. So Allah give us tawfiq. Then also one aspect of this unity we find in our homes, in our firm family and social gatherings also. That for example we have our Khatm Quran today also, Alhamdulillah, wa atfasimu bihablillah. We have got Qari Abdullah Mutara. His son has completed by his father. We are having Khatam of Quran Sharif, and this is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And especially that a son has learned from his own father or from anyone else Quran Sharif. And Allah make it that the ulama, their children become ulama, become huffaz, become ulama. It is a sad day when ulama's children go in the other field. And doctors and lawyers, their children are becoming ulama. And the ulama's children are going somewhere else. Hey, today Allah make it that this nur of iman, Quran Sharif, becomes alive. So if we have a function after that, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Very good to have to express our gratitude to Allah, our appreciation. And really the real appreciation is to keep roza to Allah Ta'ala, that you gave me this great ni'mat. There is details about that. So anyway, if we have these gatherings, Khatm-e-Quran gathering, Walima gathering, Aqeeqah, on each day families gather, then there also we find there are a lot of people who do wrong things. There is videoing carrying on, mixing of the man and woman openly. Then there is music also many times. And today how shaitan has penetrated us in our nasheeds also. In our ash'ar, there is also music in there. And musical tones that come in almost everything, shaitan has kept in everywhere to destroy us. Now those people who are doing the wrong, and one person says, I can't attend, because there is wrong, haram is la yajuzu al-hudur fi al-majlis عند المجلس فيه المحظور. It is not permitted to enter, to be in a gathering where there is haram taking place. So one person says, I can't. They say, you're breaking family unity. The people who are breaking the unity, this is always the case. They blame those people who are maintaining unity, they blame them of breaking unity of the family. So like that, we have to unite on the command of Allah. On these batil things, in our homes, immediate homes, our children grow up, the son's children, the daughter's children, when they are still small, all sitting together, eating, playing, no problem. Now they have become balis, now they are cousins, now there is parda. Now somebody says, parda has to be maintained. One of the girls got married, for example. Her husband says that you must maintain parda from your cousins. Now when we want to maintain that parda, say you're breaking family unity. The people who break the laws of Allah, who are causing the disunity, always the people of batil say that the people of haq, they are causing disunity. So at this time also unity. And in the laws of Allah, everything that we do, whatever what we do today, we will see the result after 20 years, after 40 years. Today we establish our business or anything on haram, it will flourish. Allah gives rope, Allah favors. Those whom Allah favors, immediately Allah puts a stop there. But who Allah Ta'ala wants to punish in some way, Allah save us all, Allah will let it flourish, it will grow. And we see the evil effects coming after 20 years, after 40 years. One good friend of ours told us that if your business is built on haram, then after 40 years your own children will become your enemies. So we have to be very careful on all our things, how we... Today also one thing that has come to mind recently, that our people, pandemic, people are passing away, Allah grant them all Jannah. Of all the other things, one thing is which we also don't do, we just use it as a news item. Make dua and maghfirat for the person. Make isalat sawab for the person. Make dua for sabar and jameel for the family. That Allah protects, looks after them. Sometimes there's a widow, 3-4 children, 3-4 years old, 5 years, 8 years old, little children, make dua, Allah be their protector, Allah be their guide, Allah be their guard. And one very important thing, that to sort out the inheritance. Today, generally, inheritance is not sorted out. Families are gone, generations of the family are gone, but the inheritance still today is not sorted out. So if the inheritance is not clear, then what is the condition of that money now? Then we are facing problems all the time. So this we are sorting out of the inheritance. One good friend of ours, his father, very old, passed away. So I advised him. He said, Alhamdulillah. Almost immediately, we sorted out. Another one I told, he said, my father gave away his car, what he had. He had practically nothing left when he passed away. And we sorted it out. Whatever fidya of namaz, some namazes were must join, that also. So all of us become aware to sort out the inheritance also. So anyway, so those people who plunder our deen, and then we want to have peace with them, that cannot be. So in the family also, whether it is the immediate family, the broader family, and people ask, I get confused, they say you're breaking family ties, so also now, I said, no, let me rather join. No, we don't have to be confused. What is haq? And in a suitable way, we don't have to be rude and harsh. Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikma wal maw'izatil hasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. In a nice suitable way, make them understand, and with the correct spirit, then they will also accept. Another aspect of this unity, which we also usually we break, we don't understand. We say that the ulama have got lot of differences, the ulama must get united. So we have to understand this one, what is called ikhtilaf, difference of opinion. That is welcome in deen. Today we think difference of opinion is breaking the ummah. No, we got Shafi, Hanafi, Maliki, Hanbali, no problem whatsoever. In our tasawwuf we got Chishtiya, Qadriya, Suharwardiya, all different, no problem. We're living with it. If we live with that, that is no problem. What is haram is khilaf, to be opposed, to fight against the next person. You have your opinion, you feel you are right, and the possibility that you may be wrong and the other person is right, but I feel I am right. The other person, he's got his opinion, and he feels that I am right, but there is a possibility I am wrong, and the other, we welcome that. So, ikhtilaf, there is nothing. And there is nothing to, so it's not a big problem that we can't understand it. When we have a medical problem, we go to a doctor, and he diagnoses this, and he prescribes this, operation must be done. Now, somebody will say, take a second opinion, or we will also think, you go to another, he says, no, there's nothing wrong with what he told. And we don't want to go into details, so many examples where the next doctor's opinion was completely opposite. And he said, you do this operation, spine operation, you're going to make him a cabbage, he'll be a cabbage for life. No question. So different in that. Lawyers have their differences. They understand the case. The present Adhan met in Ishifingo, problem, the lawyers have got complete different views. While there was some group of lawyers feel one way of going, the other feel is a complete wrong way of doing it. So they have differences there. So what we do there, exactly do the same when we have to with the ulama. There also we think who we think. You think in your heart, no, this doctor is right. I think he is right. This is the right way to go. Then you follow him. So the ulama also, who you feel is right in your heart, don't go according to your whims and senses that this is now according to how I would like it. But what you feel, and in this what we have to keep in mind is deen. We have to keep in mind our maut. We have to keep in mind our akhirat. Keep that in mind and see the alim that is giving you. Is he following Quran, hadith? Is he following some man-made laws? Is he following some other things? Who is it? What is he telling you? And you think for yourself. And then you don't have to fight with one another. Who you think, and if we are sincere in our heart, that who we think is right. No, it can be wrong also. But Allah will reward us for that. Allah's system is such. But if we follow our whims and desires, and we feel that what suits us, and in this also we should remember, with just a little bit more, this pandemic is there. Allah Ta'ala save us all from it. Allah save us from the negative aspects of it. There are positive aspects, and one great positive aspect, even if we pick it up in the masjid, and you get shahadat. Today we are frightened for mort, whereas shahadat is a big ni'mat. Many of us, we make dua for shahadat. But now when the time came to become shaheed, now we want to run away from it. Now we say, no, it mustn't come now. And you're not going to die of corona, of COVID, that means you're going to live forever, you're not going to die. You are going to die in the moment. How many people are dying crime incidents? How many are dying heart attack? How many are dying motor car accident? It's happening. Mort is going to come. We have to think of our mort. So we must not be, this fear, this panic which has set in, and shaitan has worked it in such a way with his agent, before time already, he has put all the things that you will hold on to, all the protocol that you hold on to, he has put it, so people, a drowning person, if he gets a straw, he will hold on the straw. But the straw can't save him. What can a straw save you? The real thing what we have to do, Allah has given us our precautions. Allah has given us our protocols. Allah has given us our making our ihtiyat and taking our precautions. Allah has given. And the greatest thing is one is dua. Dua is a great thing. A'mal are so great. For example, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. One time also. What great power it has got. But today our yaqeen is on material asbab. On this is also a sabab. The la hawla wa la quwwata itself cannot save us. We are connecting by that to Allah. Allah is our only sabab. Allah only can protect us. Our du'as. Du'as is such a great power. It is such a great weapon. It is such a great defense. But we seldom use it. Use it. Namaz is such a great protection which Allah has given us. A person makes niyat of going to the masjid, he's in the protection of Allah Ta'ala. A person, the masajid, when adhan goes, they are sanitized. And when we do our satanizing, that is, what all the, we're cleaning our hands with all the sanitizers. One person went to doctor, he said, you must go to dermatologist. Dermatologist, all the skin from his hand was falling off. He said, oh, dermatologist said, I get 100 cases like this. So that is all satanizing, that's not sanitizing. Sanitizing is 5 times wudu a day. What greater, and our cleanliness, these people till today, till this moment, they can't imagine the cleanliness of a wudu which is not even according to sunnah. Just a simple, and we do wudu, Allah give us tawfiq according to sunnah, istinja according to sunnah, and these people who live in janabat, their lives are in janabat, their women have hair, and they live in that. There is no ghusl after that. There are no masail for them in that. Nothing. They live like that. And we have interfaith for meetings, and they are invited in the masjid with all that janabat of that, with all that haze of that, and we expect hidayat to spread from that. How can hidayat come? How can righteousness come from darkness? from this wrong. How can righteousness come? So Allah Ta'ala save us, let us understand what true unity is, and let us follow that. And for that, a little bit we have to do, a little small sacrifice. We want our bread buttered, not on both sides, on all six sides. And it happens, doesn't happen like that. Eh? That we have to make some sacrifice. And our Allahu Akbar, the sacrifice of Nabi alayhi salatu, take the occasion of Taif. What and what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on burning, scorching sand of the desert of Arabia, and is put to lie there, and hot, hot. Today when Haram Sharif we go, sometimes you just step on those tiles which are hot, and just your toes touch it, you can't take it. And those hot, hot stones used to be put on his back. And today we won't be, Allah won't put us through that test. Today our tests are very, very simple. Just little bit, we don't want to have the family or anyone to say any. I must be the glamour boy. I must be in the limelight of everyone. No, we have to make the small little sacrifices. A little bit in our family to establish the truth. Little bit in our homes. Then Allah Ta'ala will open the doors for us. And Allah will make it easy for us. And it will be easy if we just keep our akhirat in mind. How my mort will come. And mashallah, there are those people. Maulana Hassan Marshid, mother, when she passed away, what a beautiful mort. And how many other people, they seeing the malaika coming down. Eh? And the one lady just now lately in Mozambique passed away. Just now it happened. She, her whole family making dua after Asr on a Jummah most probably. And in the dua she just slept away, finished, gone. Eh? Maulana Muaz of Springs, his father passed away, he's reading Yasin Sharif, he's making duas, and he's carrying on reading. Next he realized, already my father is gone already. No, the signs of Sakarat also. Hey, when those malaika come, eagerly you go. Allah is giving this wholesale. Allah is giving it, so we don't have to be afraid of it. So don't have this fear. Let us understand this great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, unity amongst the ulama also. And that is that we ikhtilaf, no problem. Let us accept it. And khilaf, to be against one another for personal reasons. And for dini reasons, we oppose one another. We just heard in the qiraat, the person says, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu jahidil kuffar wal munafiqeen. Make jihad with the kuffar. Waghluz alayhim. Allah is saying, and be hard on them. Allah is commanding us. So the wrongdoers, that is not breaking unity. We have got it all upside down today. Today we've got that all the plague is in the masjid. The masjid is sanitized. The masjid is clear. The plague is somewhere else. It's not here. When the plague comes, it asks Allah, where must I go? Allah says, you don't go to the masajid, and you don't go to those people who go to the masajid. And today we discourage everyone from going to the masjid. So we take our precautions. Dua, amal, what beautiful amal we have been given. Use this, really use them. We don't use them, we think we are using them. But we are not using them, and see how Allah Ta'ala will protect us. And how Allah will change our lives. So Allah give us topics to understand what unity is, to stand for unity, the true unity with Allah Ta'ala, oneness of Allah Ta'ala, commands of Allah Ta'ala, and that Amr bil Ma'ruf is a great command in our deen, which we have forgotten. It is a great, it's a farz on every person according to the levels. To make Amr bil Ma'ruf. When we didn't do that also as a punishment from Allah Ta'ala, today we are doing Amr bil Ma'ruf. But now we are doing it for the authorities. We are so strict to come to the masjid, no mask, no entry. And we see to it that all the other protocols which the makhluk, the creation of Allah has made. And we are so hard, and we have to actually be hard on the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And that our hearts are open. A person can come in the masjid, children can be making a noise. And you tell the child, big fight about it. There you have to tell that it's wrong, that child. A small child comes and stands in the first stuff. And you tell him, no, small children can't come in the first step. Big fight. Mutawalli's child came in the first step. Mutawalli's son wants to make tarawi, no beard. And now, no, you mustn't speak, you must be accommodating. But for the mask, no accommodation. Right? For distancing, no accommodation. You for otherwise, those people who call for tolerance, two masjids what we know of. The people who came into the masjid, they were virtually dragged out and pulled and thrown out of the masjid because they didn't have masks. They want to stand together. But those who call for tolerance, this is the intolerance they show. Hey, those who call for unity, they are causing the disunity. The kuffar of Makkah, they said clearly, they were on batil, worshipping the idols, which we all can understand is wrong. And all the making tawaf nakedly, and all the other evils which they were doing. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with the true deen of Allah, they accused Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam of causing disunity. Unity which we have over centuries. Today you are breaking our unity. All the Anbiya alayhimus salam were accused by the people that you people, we were all one people. We were doing our thing and you people have caused disunity. So this is nothing to be afraid and to be that people are calling me, I'm disuniting. This is the old thing of the people of batil. When the people of haq will stand up and they stand for the haq, then they will be accused of disunity. And the ones who are causing the disunity, they are the ones who will be accusing these people. And in such cases, what must we do? Clear instructions, many places in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, leave them alone. You carry on with your work. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam carried on. Makkah Sharif, they did not even retaliate even with what they just carried on with the work. And Allah Ta'ala gave the conquest of Makkah in such a way that not a drop of blood was spilled. Never in the history of the world was there such a conquest. The people who were so against Islam, and after that, Job lar Job, yadkhuluna fi deenillahi afwaja. They just came. Abu Sufyan is accepting Islam. Hinda is accepting Islam. Khalid ibn Walid is accepting Islam. Those people who fought against Islam, they are accepting Islam now. And one way, Ikrama is accepting Islam. Who and who is not accepting Islam? So we stay firm and just carry on with our work and do what we have to do. And Allah will give the conquest. And Allah will give us to conquer the batil and throw the batil over. We remain firm on the truth. Allah give us tawfiq.